Hey, what's going on, guys? We have got some stories that are meant to impress, distress, and perhaps underline the lack of success by Rhino leadership in Tennessee, such as repealing the law that they originally enacted to give illegal aliens professional licenses. This is hilarious. A conservative challenger's campaign gains traction, and the Rhinos go out and weaponize the Tennessee Bureau of Ethics and Campaign Finance, which is nothing but a kangaroo court of incumbent reported people, or appointed people, rather, as far as I can tell, designed to keep challengers out or to harass them. A trend lethal to conservative candidates, with 600 plus Democrats voting in Bradley County's 2024 primary. Rhinos have continually and constantly blocked legislation that would keep Democrats from voting in Republican primaries. We have more districts announce their refusal to allow teachers to carry guns for added protection in Tennessee public schools, and another Tennessee company caught employing children in violation of federal law. And finally, Representative Jones allowed to stay on the ballot in District 52, but will face GOP challenger. Guys, this is Brandon Lewis with the TennCon Big 7 Weekend Update. Please do go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com, hit the subscribe button, show us some love if you care about what we do as Tennessee's largest and only conservative news alternative. Then I must also implore you to hit the support button. Guys, you can get our newsletter for free, as tens of thousands of other Republicans do across Tennessee, when you text the word news to 423-205-5600. That's 423-205-5600. You can also follow us on Gab, Getter, Truth, MeWe, and social. All right, guys, here we go. First story. This is hilarious. I'm kind of happy about this, but then I'm kind of mystified a little bit as well. Here we go. So, state law repealed for non-U.S. citizens, that means illegal aliens, to receive professional licenses and commercial licenses in Tennessee. In 2022, guys, this is just 2 years ago, a law permitting those without legal immigration status, that means illegal aliens, to obtain state-issued commercial, that's so they can be in the trades, and professional licenses, there's no to probably get business licenses, has effectively been repealed. The 2022, and we had a bunch of Republicans vote for this bipartisan bill sponsored by Democrat or Republican Bob Freeman, and then Rhino Senator Shane Reeves. Shane Reeves is a huge Rhino. He is an illegal immigration-loving Rhino. Went into effect in 2022. Okay, this is your Republican leadership. This is your governor. This is all the leadership in the Senate. This thing sailed through both houses. I'm telling you. When I tell people that Republicans voted to allow illegal aliens in 2022 to have professional licenses, and it went through, like with massive majorities, people don't believe me, but it's a stone cold fact. State law served to endorse actions taken in violation of the U.S. Immigration law by Obama and Biden administration. Now, almost 2 years later, efforts to counteract the law have succeeded. Republican Senator Kerry Roberts sponsored a bill this year, 2850, with Senator Roberts bringing an amendment that restored the state's previous language regarding professional licenses eligibility. Roberts' amendment restored the state law to its pre-2022 language, with the additional clarifier that, quote, lawfully present is determined by the Immigration and Nationality Board. The work authorization, open door, and eligibility to state-issued commercial professional licenses was removed, and so these will be signed into law by Governor Bill Lee, or was, on May 3rd and goes into effect in July 1st this year. And I'm sure that these rhinos will find some way, and I bet they're doing it right now as they're going to all these Reagan Day dinners and the Statesman Dinner, where we're all going to get in a room and lie to everybody across the state about all the conservative stuff we've done while, you know, completely whistling past the graveyard on crap like this, taking all this corporate campaign money. And speaking of which, here's a good story. As conservative challengers campaigning and get traction, incumbent rhinos seek to weaponize Tennessee Bureau of Ethics and Campaign Finance. Rhino Senator Ken Yeager recently asked the Tennessee Bureau of Ethics and Campaign Finance to look into East Tennessee Conservatives PAC and any connections it might possibly have to conservative candidate Bobby Harshbarger, who is running against incumbent Rhino Senator John Lundberg. If you're going to stand up for John Lundberg, you got to be a rhino. He's somebody you wouldn't want to touch with a 10-foot pole going into a re-election campaign. The request came after text messages were sent from the PAC related to Lundberg's voting record. Now listen, Mr. Lundberg, if you didn't have the world's crappiest voting record or among the world's crappiest voting record, why would you care if people were text messaging your constituents to talk about how you vote? Wouldn't you want to tell them the truth about how you vote? No, that's not what rhinos do. You never see rhinos campaign as moderates. They campaign as conservatives, and they vote as rhinos. Yeager said, quote, I believe the various connections between Bobby Harshbarger campaign and the East Tennessee Conservatives PAC need to be scrutinized. As a chairman of the Senate Republican caucus, this complaint was the best way I could bring these issues to light. Yes, we understand, Ken. PAC treasurer Thomas Datwaller is the treasurer for dozens of conservative PACs and campaigns across the country. He has confirmed that, quote, no money was shared between the campaigns or PACs in any way. That would be illegal. So let me just tell you what this is. This is all a smokescreen. There are these people that do finance work for campaigns. It's what they do. They're basically like glorified campaign accountants. And so you don't run afoul of the law. You hire these people. People get reputations. All they do is like you send them copies of stuff and they file it, send it to the state, fill out the paperwork. It's kind of the same thing any accountant would do, okay? Any accountant would do. You hire somebody to be your accountant. So there's a guy who apparently has a good reputation that a lot of campaigns and a lot of candidates hire, and it just happened to be between two conservative organizations. Shocker. Ken's shocked because he didn't know anything about how getting all that government money works or anything like that. He's just confused and naive, or he's just trying to cover up and cause trouble for his friend, John Lundberg's opponent. Datwaller said that his role as a campaign comments lawyer or campaign finance compliance representative. Datwaller said, I can promise you there's no coordination or connections between the Diana or Bobby Harshbarger and East Tennessee conservative PACs. Bobby Harshbarger said that any allegations about collusion skirting campaign finance laws were completely false and that he absolutely doesn't know any of the people affiliated with these PACs. Harshbarger said, quote, I think it's just political theater. It is, Bobby. In all honesty, because what is going on is just deflecting from Lundberg's voting record. Hit dogs holler. Hit dogs holler. And Lundberg is a dog. He is a Democrat dog, and he doesn't like it when people talk about his voting record. He wants to continue to go up in Nashville and take that left-leaning campaign money and vote in secret, which is what they used to be able to do before we started reporting on how they vote, and then to come back to the districts, go to all the pancake suppers and everything, just lie through their teeth about how conservative they are. Harshbarger added, I don't understand why he had a colleague of his file this. I don't either. Lundberg could have done it himself, but just like Lundberg wouldn't vote, you know, Lundberg's one and Yeager are two that voted for gay pride flags to remain in Tennessee classrooms. Lundberg and Yeager, both of these people in here. And we got conservatives like Bobby Harshbarger running against them. We need to support them. So I don't know if he's trying to keep his reputation in line. Your guess is as good as mine. I have no idea. All of this perplexes me. Guys, if you want to hit and see and hit in the email box, text message, online, wherever, the most conservative, grassroots, engaged, up-to-date, paying attention Republicans in the state of Tennessee, please do advertise with us. Go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com, hit that advertise button. You can download our meager rate sheet because conservative business owners are scared to death that someone might find out they're conservative. They might lose a dollar. They might lose a dollar if they're out there telling people about their views. I never worried about it in my business. Still don't. But a lot of folks do. But if you're one of the few, the brave, that have a business that can be served by our advertising or a campaign, by all means, we would be happy to support you. Go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com/advertise. I'll even do live reads for you. I mean, look at this face. I mean, I can sell, well, apparently, almost anything but getting people to make conservative donations. Well, with that exception, I think I could sell just about anything. So TennesseeConservativeNews.com/advertising. Next story. A trend lethal to conservative candidates. Listen to this, guys. 600-plus Democrats voted in Bradley County's 2024 primary. Conservatives have tried to stop crossover voting by Democrats in Republican primaries for about 4 years now. And it has been killed. Representative John Crawford was one of the leading proponents of killing them a year or two ago. But he ain't the first and he won't be the last. These rhinos need, must have, require Democrat crossover voting in many cases to get elected. You saw it in Jack Johnson's campaign. And going back to that other campaign finance story, one thing you need to know about the Tennessee Bureau of Campaign Finance or whatever, they're just appointed by who? Rhino incumbents. So you got a bunch of rhino incumbents appointed by their friends that are already serving in the legislature, and it's their job to review the challengers of the incumbents that appoint them. You think there might be a little pressure from the incumbents that appoint people to do the wrong thing? I saw them do the wrong thing in the Gary Humble race. Go after Gary Humble tooth and nail for like hardly any evidence. It was like really just circumstantial, and it was just somebody stuck his logo on a campaign piece or something. I mean, very minor, very minor. And then there's like a 50-page report filed against Jack Johnson where all the treasurers, all the officers are all related to Ward Baker, the campaign manager, and all of them attack the same. It's like this repetitive, we can't look at that. Well, no, the board can't look at that. We don't have any interest in looking at that. But I bet they look at this Bobby Harshbarger thing. I bet they do. That's really their job. Their job is to do the bidding of the GOP rhino incumbents. That's what I've seen so far. They're not even-handed. According to voter data from the Bradley County Election Commission, over 600 individuals who had previously voted in the county's 2020 Democrat Party voted in this year's Republican primary. Our source stated, it is obvious there is a concerted effort to get people who had voted in the Democrat primary in 2020 to vote in the Republican primary in 2024, since Bradley County is widely regarded as one of the most Republican counties in the state. Now listen here. Our source was surprised at the results of this voter data. It is true. Bradley County, when you look at the state election maps, this is where Cleveland, Tennessee is. When you look at the statewide percentages of Republicans, Bradley County used to be the biggest. It may still be. And it's like one of the largest, biggest, highest concentration. So if there are 600 Democrats crossing over to vote in the 2024 Republican primaries, how many do you think are crossing over in Memphis? How many think are crossing over in Chattanooga and Knoxville and Nashville and all these metro areas that are, completely being ruined by these left-leaning mayors and their downtown areas are turning into urban hellscapes and they're unsafe, right? I mean, these types of places, it's even worse. Quote, I believe this highlights the dangers conservatives face since the Republican primary is really only the possible place for conservatives to run. They noted, obviously, more than 600 Democrats voters, particularly if it's an organized effort, is enough to defeat conservative candidates. That's the whole point. My words, not his. In a Republican primary in a single county, this may be the real trend. As I don't know if there's any question, but it will be lethal to conservatives. And I've seen it. I watched it with my own eyes. Happened in the Hamilton County mayor's race. Weston Wamp got a bunch of Democrats to cross over and vote for him in the Republican primary. And you had two other candidates that weren't going to sling mud, but I told them, oh, Wamp's going to sling mud. Like, he's been trained, right? It's daddy's going to sling the mud. You should be prepared for it. Neither one of them thought it was coming, but it came. And then the Democrats came in behind them, and we ended up with the least conservative out of the three candidates. Happens all the time, especially when there's more than two conservatives or more than one conservative. According to another of our sources, some Democrats have unabashedly participated in this so-called trend even more than usual in the rural parts of Middle Tennessee. This tactic is known on a larger scale as crossover raiding, which involves a voter choosing to vote in a primary that does not align with their previous voting history in order to vote for someone in the opposing party who is less likely to prevail against their own party's interests in an election, despite both local GOP groups and the Tennesseans across the state voicing their opinion to stop crossover voting, to stop it, and to close the primaries. GOP and Democrat lawmakers in the Tennessee legislature have continually shut it down. I mean, I'm telling you, we're going into an election this year, and most people think that these incumbents are conservative. But what have I just reported to you? We can't even get them to keep Democrats from voting in Republican primaries. Use your own judgment. Use your own judgment. Is that conservative? Here's the second thing we know. They almost all voted to give illegal aliens professional licenses. If stuff like that sails through the chambers, sails through, smooth sailing, how conservative can it be? You tell me. You tell me. Governor Lee's program granted expedited leniency to school-zone drug offenders brought to an end. That sounds like the kind of program Governor Bill Lee could get behind with enthusiasm and gusto, and that's being lenient about school-zone drug offenders. In January of this year, Governor Bill Lee ended an expedited clemency program for individuals sentenced under previous iteration of Tennessee's drug-free school zone law. State law previously dictated lengthier sentences for individuals convicted of drug crime within 1,000 feet of a school, library, park, daycare, or recreational center. In September of 2020, Tennessee lawmakers passed legislation that reduced the previous 1,000 square feet of school zone down to 500 radius. In 2020, the legislature also put restrictions on what liberals called harsh sentencing requirements, where a child is put at risk. In December of 2021, Governor Lee announced that the creation of an expedited clemency program that would allow individuals sentenced under the previous state law who would not have received that sentencing under the new law to become eligible for parole through a grant of clemency or leniency. There are some offenders who were sentenced to around 15 years in prison under the old state law. The same individuals who received 2 to 3 year sentence on the same offense. Now, the Lee administration has ended the expedited clemency program. Offenders convicted under the previous law will no longer be able to, quote, get the lenient pathway out of their sentence. In Governor Lee pardoned 30 individuals under the expedited program in 2022 and did not announce any numbers for drug-free school zone offenders pardoned in 2023. That's what we know. Guys, if you care about what we do, conservatives always say, man, I can't figure out why there aren't more conservative news outlets out there. And I'll tell you why. It's because conservatives, with the exception of a few that we have, don't give. They do not give. They do not get behind conservative candidates. If you're watching this right now, just ask yourself, in the last 90 days, how much money have you donated to a conservative candidate or a publication? If the answer is none or not much, you're not a conservative, because conservatism is something you do. It's not something you feel. Everybody has feelings. It's the doing that gets things done. So go do something that will help us. Go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com/support. Hit that support button. Mail your checks to P.O. Box 625, Signal Mountain, Tennessee 37377. That's P.O. Box 625, Signal Mountain, Tennessee 37377. And if you give $50 or more, or a recurring donation of $10 or more, you will get a Proud Tennessee Conservative tumbler and a koozie. And we'll also send you 2 bumper stickers and a directory of your elected officials, which, you know, is about 75% Rhino, but you still need to know who they are so you can contact them. And, you know, we get a lot of guys. I mean, we've got some perennial donors that are just fantastic. Every time I get a check from them, I'm like, I am amazed these people continue to support our work. Because most people hit a lick at it, you know, once in a lifetime, feel like they've done a lifetime's worth of work. But we got some stalwarts out there. And if you're one of them, I appreciate you very, very much. We got the Rhino report that's going to be coming out before long, so we can tell you who to vote for or who not to vote for. We're going to tell you who the worst rhinos are in the Tennessee House, the worst rhinos in the Tennessee Senate. We're also going to be issuing a voter guide, and it's going to be Brandon's personal opinion. This is who I'd vote for, and here's who I wouldn't vote for, because I still have my First Amendment rights. I'm sure the Tennessee Bureau of Ethics and Campaign Finance Law would like to repeal those for conservative organizations, candidates, and everybody else. But, you know, freedom of speech is absolutely enshrined in the Constitution. But Republicans that are rhinos, for some reason, think that that has to be curtailed or that there's some curtailing of it, but there isn't. That's why we have freedom of the press. That's why it is the First Amendment, because our founders knew that if the press couldn't tell the truth about corrupt government, the people would never know. And it's funny that we have a board that wants to stop that. Do give to us. Go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com/support. And one final note, you may be getting an email from me or a text or see something. We got to redo our old website. When I started this thing in 2020, I threw it up in haste. I was just like, oh gosh, they've shut down the schools. They've shut down small businesses. They've shut down the churches. The Republicans. oh my gosh, what are we going to do? The Republicans have told us that we need to be vaccinated to go into public places and vote for it. Still on the books. They told us that the masks were safe and effective, so I was like in a panic because I knew none of that was true in April of 2020. And so I kept working and working and finally launched in October of 2020, the Tennessee Conservative News, but we put it on a website that is not really suited for what we do, and it can't handle the traffic, and it can't handle the volume of people that go to it, and many of you may have seen it broke the other day. I don't need that. So if you chip in, it really helps us with the website. So you may get a note about that later, and I appreciate you for listening. All right, more districts announce refusal to allow teachers to carry guns for added protection in Tennessee public schools. I think Ray Charles could have seen this coming. Legislation that authorized Tennessee teachers to carry handguns on campus has been signed by Governor Bill Lee and given a public chapter name, but no school district has expressed that they are on board with the policy change. The law was created to provide an additional means to protect schools, particularly rural schools that may be harder to find a school resource officer. As written, the law allows school districts to decide whether permissions will be granted to teachers. No Tennessee school district has announced plans at this time to allow teachers to carry a concealed weapon if they choose to. Here's what you need to know. Here's the parallel I want to draw for you about this bill. Comment in the comment section if you think it is a good idea for teachers to be armed. I do. If I wanted to, there's like five or six schools. If I could have the thought to go down and shoot up almost any school at lunch in Hamilton County, and an hour later, I bet I could be in there doing it. And anybody else could too. You show up, you act nice and normal, you need help, your kid's sick, whatever, oh, I got to use the bathroom, and next thing you know, you're in there. One school resource officer to cover 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 acres, 20 buildings. Yeah, that's going to work out real well for the kids. That's going to work out real well for the kids. It's idiotic. We all know it's not true. You know it's not true. I know it's not true. But when you can't get a single solitary school system to agree with that point of view, what does that tell you about how they align with most conservatives? What it tells you is most of these government education factories, which are responsible for a lot of the mindset and problem that we have in our culture. I mean, why do we have to continually pass laws in these schools about not trying to convince little boys and girls that they're little girls and boys? Why do we have to do that? Why do we have to pass laws that say, or try to pass them? And then have people like Lundberg and Yeager and all the whole Republican Senate, just about, with the exception of a few that were sick, real conservatives and out of town. They just walked on that bill. Didn't even show up to vote. Why do we have to continually and constantly push school choice? It's because the government schools are corrupt and they're no longer teaching our children and they don't align with the values that most Tennesseans hold. This is a perfect example of it. Failed experiment. Sevier County Schools and Union County Schools have noted that they have not yet made a decision. Others have said they will not be making an official announcement unless they are required to, saying that the public not knowing adds an extra layer of protection. No, it's the public not knowing adds up them not knowing that we really are probably left-leaning. Those are your government schools, baby. It's all in the colleges. I mean, it just kills me. Rhinos force conservative taxpayers to create systems that produce Democrat voters and awful ideologies that will ultimately probably lead to the destruction of our nation and our state. And they just let the cancer just keep on going because it's a little politically inconvenient to solve the problem and do the right thing. Another Tennessee company caught employing children in violation of federal law. Fayette Janitorial Services, a sanitation company based in Somerville, will have to pay civil penalties following a judgment in federal court for having children employed to do hazardous tasks in two facilities responsible for slaughtering and meat packing. At least 24 children, some as young as 13, were hired to clean the two separate facilities operated by Seaboard Triumph Foods in Otto, Iowa, and Purdue Farms in Virginia during overnight shifts. Both Seaboard and Purdue have since terminated their contracts with the janitorial company. Fayette, who employs over 600 people in 30 states in the U.S., has been ordered to pay nearly $650,000 in penalties and must hire a third party to review policies and implement preventative measures in regards to that in the next 3 years. So there were kids in there working on like slaughter machines and sharp objects and yeah. But I don't know, they probably wouldn't have let me blow in insulation at age 13 or chase cows around the field or do farm work for a veterinarian like I did, probably. But it was a great experience. They probably wouldn't have let me be bussing tables at age 13 and 14 at night in a restaurant that turned into a bar, but it was a great experience and it helped pay the bills. I don't know. I don't think you should put kids in dangerous situations, but I don't think there's anything wrong with getting them working early if they want to. I mean, I don't think you know, run them into the salt mines or anything, but I put it this way. I would say our state and our nation and our youth right now, that we got a lot bigger problem with people having no work ethic, a weak work ethic, an entitled work ethic. I think that is a much bigger problem than we got a few kids working. I'd say the pendulum has swung on that one. We got adults that won't work, can't work. Grown men, it kills me. I used to live in Brainerd. There was a time in this country where getting handouts was like looked down upon. Like people would almost let their family starve before before not having the dignity of work. And I can go down to like Brainerd Road and there are tall, athletic, young men using food stamps. And I'm like, what kind of life are you going to have? I mean, self-esteem comes from doing esteemable things. That's my thought. If you don't work, you don't eat. It's what the good book says. Representative Justin Jones allowed to stay on District 52 ballot, but will face GOP challenger. The Davidson County Election Commission voted to dismiss a challenge brought by State Representative Justin Jones and allowed him to remain on the 2024 ballot to seek re-election in his current House seat. Jones' Republican opponent for District 52 seat Laura Nelson challenged the signatures on his petition as well as evidence that he submitted to the commission. Nelson's challenge called into question 10 of the 25 signatures on the petition. Her initial allegations brought in April included a misspelled name, a street name that had been changed over the last year, and inconsistent handwriting on some of the signatures. Tennessee election coordinator Mark Going specifically raised questions about one voter who misspelled her name on the petition. Nelson also argued that Jones did not meet the deadline for submitting his evidence to the commission. The commission, however, stated it was Nelson's responsibility to provide evidence to support her challenge and that Jones only had to meet a later deadline of supplementary evidence. The commission ultimately voted to dismiss the challenge with a 3-1 vote, with one commissioner choosing to abstain from voting. I never like to see people abstain from a vote. I think it's a coward's vote. Vote one way or the other. People don't send you to a governing body not to vote. This is not Nelson's first time to go up against Jones in District 52. She unsuccessfully challenged him in this special election last year after Jones was expelled from his House seat. Those are the headlines, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard them all. I'm sure you have seen that news trumpeted. All that news trumpeted by Tennessee's corporate mainstream media. I bet you see them showing conservative takes in state news issues. I bet they are bringing you hard-hitting pieces of evidence about how Republicans vote because we're in a Republican state to let you know if they're truly Republican or not. I bet you're seeing those hard-hitting pieces ahead of the election come out, aren't you? No, you're not, and nor will you, except here at the Tennessee Conservative News. We have put out some voting record pieces, which I'd recommend that you go look at, on Todd Gardenhire, a terrible rhino who deserves to be defeated. Patsy Hazelwood, terrible rhino, deserves to be defeated. Lundberg, Massey, Becky Massey, a rhino as well. And we're going to continue to put out these pieces ahead of the election so that folks know about people's voting records. Why was Lundberg mad? Why was Lundberg mad that people were being text messaged about his voting record? Because his voting record sucks. He knows it sucks. He knows that he's lucky that we have such low information voting in Tennessee. But there are more and more people waking up, finding news sources like ours. There are more and more conservative candidates coming out of the woodwork because of our reporting to run against these people. They know they've got a shot because the records are bad. You may be one of them one day. Listening to this. You got somebody that's in your district and they got a crappy voting record. You raise a little bit of money. You go out there and do all the door knocking they won't do. You can beat them. I see it happen all the time. I worked on Congressman DeJulay's team, helped him put together his team together when we beat Lincoln Davis and switched that seat from blue to red and then ran a reelection campaign against a bunch of rhinos. It can be done. It can be done. So guys, you need to pay attention heading into these primaries. Find out the voting records of anybody that you got to vote for at the state level. Go to Tennessee Conservative News. Take a look at it. Because, man, we got to change the Senate. We got to make the House a little better. Because until we get a conservative governor, the House and the Senate's about the only hope that we have to try to keep some of this awful stuff from going through like it did in 2020. If we had real conservatives in office, 2020 in Tennessee, and especially the metro areas, would not have been the same. We'd have had real conservatives in there, and we could live normal life. But we had weak men, and weak men make hard times. And so a lot of these weak men, a lot of these weak women just need to be replaced, and you can help replace them. So what's going on this weekend, guys? I can't close it out without getting to that. Tonight, I'm going to get the hairs cut, what few remain, and I'm going to take my daughters out to do a little Mother's Day shopping for my beautiful wife's weekend. We're going to go up to Cleveland and hang out with my mother-in-law and father-in-law, and then we're going to hot-foot it to Bryson City. We're going to be going down the Nantahala on my oldest fifth-grade trip. It's kind of like a rite of passage at that school, and it's an event that's a culmination of their career. My daughter's been there from kindergarten till fifth grade, and we're going to homeschool next year because we have strong convictions and feelings about the education they would receive if we did anything different. And people have different opinions on that. But the more I report here at the Tennessee Conservative, the less I can, in good conscience, send my children to schools where I think that the values that we teach them will be at odds with the value that the school system is going to teach them. I just think it's a problem. So who knows? Who knows, as a parent, you make these hard decisions if it's the right thing, but I think it is. Guys, love you. Mean it. I hope you're doing great. Hope you have a fantastic weekend for all you mothers out there, especially you conservative ladies. You're the ones that make it happen in this state through your volunteerism and your generosity, and I hope you and your children have a fantastic Mother's Day weekend surrounded by love and adoration and appreciation and maybe a bucket full of whatever it is that you hope that they might get you, which is primarily gratitude and thanks, I imagine. Guys, I appreciate you. Thank you to all the mothers that make the worlds go round. I'll see you next weekend with a TenCon Big 7. Until then, it's Brandon Lewis signing off.